News time. In your top stories at this hour, COSATU applauds the work of the PRC. Limpopo Premier condemns tribalism. UNTU condemns a business leadership South Africa. And sports news with Mike Godfrey. The Congress of South African Trade Unions, COSATU, has congratulated the Public Investment Corporation for its growth. The PRC has grown its assets from 2.7 trillion to 3 trillion rand. It is now Africa's largest investment fund. COSATU says they welcome the fund's fight against corruption. Limpopo Premier Dr. Poppy Ramatuba has condemned derogatory statements made against Xhosa people of the province. This follows the circulation of a video of a leader of the Umkhonto we Sizwe party using derogatory names to refer to another person from Limpopo. The video has since been shared widely on social media. Ramatuba told the provincial legislature yesterday that tribalism will not be allowed to divide the people of Limpopo. The Western Cape High Court yesterday stalled the eviction of 40 families who are living in an abandoned building in District 6. The court ruled that the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure must engage with the occupants of the Irene Grootboom house after about alternative accommodation. This comes after housing activist organization Mfuna Ukwazi opposed the department's eviction notice. According to reports, the families have lived in the three-story building in Darling Street for more than 10 years. Police are investigating the murder of a worker at the Walter Sisulu University in Mthatha. According to police, the victim's body was found inside a vehicle near the entrance of the university. He sustained multiple gunshot wounds. Police say they are investigating the matter and have discouraged public speculation about the motive behind the murder. The United National Transport Union, UNTU, has condemned Business Leadership South Africa for criticizing the salary increases of Transnet workers. BLSA expressed concern about the above-inflation salary increase for workers. Transnet agreed to increase the salaries by 6% per year for the next 3 years. UNTU says BLSA is out of touch with reality. The union says the business organization was quiet when workers received below inflation salary increases. And now, moving to international news, Russia has warned America not to intervene in the conflict between Israel and Iran. This follows a statement from the White House that says Donald Trump will take a decision on the matter within 2 weeks. The statement has increased speculation about the possibility of America assisting Israel against Iran. Russia says America should not take military action against Iran, and both Russia and China have condemned Israel for attacking Iran. And now, over to Mike Godfrey with this morning's sports news. Morning, Mike.
Good Friday morning. It's going to be a quiet weekend, family weekend. Not much sport around, but there's a great international game tonight at 1800. And it's international game, as I mentioned, Argentina versus the British and Irish Lions. Argentina have made a number of changes, and they give their centre, Justo Picado, his first start in their one-off test against the British and Irish Lions. This evening, kickoff 1800, Aviva Stadium. Enjoy Sport Wild Coast Radio. Mike Godfrey.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for that sports wrap. Looking forward to a wrap-up on Monday as well, and have a good sporting weekend. Financials, gold selling at $3,353.77 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $77.18, $1 US R17.99, the British pound R24.27, and the euro R20.73. A Bitcoin is currently $104,280.98. And that's all for this bulletin.
Wild Coast Radio. something about it. You just came here to party, to get down. We'll take a look around you now. Yeah. Are you talking to me about the birds and bees? Yeah. You gonna teach me to fly? Well, why don't you come on through? Cause I got something to say about you, darling. Won't you listen? I love you. Chilling like light on the weekend. Yeah, I'm kicking back with you while we're pushing on through everything that comes around.
Trying to be what we meant to be.
We got that whole lot of magic between you and me,
and it's time to show the world.
And I'm still like, are you talking to me about the birds and bees? Yeah, you gonna teach me to fly? Well, why don't you come on through? Cause I got something to say about you, darling. You listen. I love you. Now you've been talking to me, telling me that you love me, and I